We are smack in the middle of the holy weekend of Pentecost. Two services yesterday, this morning, and two more services, one this evening and one, two tomorrow. And by far, this is so far the best attended. And probably in 5 minutes, it'll even be better attended. But anyway, I thought I would make some points about the key to appreciating and getting the most out of the special feast day services that we have. Because, you know, you pay for those through your stewardship, one way or the other. I'm getting paid, we're getting paid to do them. But if you don't come, you're kind of losing out. But anyway, so you have to realize that not much different is going to go on here on the Soleil, okay? Priests come out, they go in, they say the same petitions, the choir's here, we're singing, you know. The what you see is not going to change. There's a few things, Holy Week, where we bring out the kuvuklion and do stuff, okay? But for the most part, when we say it's Pentecost, or we say it's Christmas, or we say it's Transfiguration, or one of these feasts, what you see is going to be about the same. So that's not the big difference. You need to expect and know what you're expecting. Much like, not much, but you go to a football game and you know there's parts. You know, there's the pregame thing, there's the first half, there's the, you know, the mid, what's it called? The mid halftime show. And you know, the second, and the same thing with you go to an opera or a play, and typically they have two acts, sometimes three acts, sometimes some weird things, you know, unique things, and that's kind of like our service. But you need to know that if you come to a service, we say there's a special service, really it means the words and the concepts and the things that are going on. So the church services are focused and they're aimed at appealing not to what thrills you like you go to Carowinds, and not to what thrills you like you go to, you know, an athletic sports event. More like you got to pay attention like the news, okay? When you watch the news, there's a format there. They come on, they say the first, you know, initial big things, and you, if you watch Good Morning America, there's sort of a template there, or whatever you watch, okay? And that's the same way with the church services, kind of a template of what's going to happen, but you pay attention to what's being said. Now, I grew up in the Greek Orthodox Church, and back then, you know, everything was basically in Greek. If you wanted English, you had to go buy an expensive book, you know, and read along. Those barriers are gone. You don't have to buy a book. We have, you know, Wi-Fi, and you can get all the texts of the services you see in your thing. So that those barriers are gone, you know. We have actually good-sounding choirs, if I may say so myself, you know, and our priests do pretty good. So, I mean, that part is all set. So the church services are not appealing to so much to our visual. For heaven's sake, we're second and third generation college graduates here. They're appealing to our intellectual and spiritual aspects of it. So you've got to know that, okay? You can come. Obviously, we're singing along. Actually, I was quite impressed. I was listening here, and the whole congregation was singing. So we're good there. But, you know, when you're on this side of the Soleil, you're paying us to do certain things for you, you know, that you can't do. We don't expect you to do the priest parts. We don't expect you to do, you know all the choir parts. We're doing that for you. But don't think that we should be doing it instead of you or, you know, in your absence. I mean, life happens, whatever. So if you want the benefit of what you're paying for, if you want the benefit of church services and the feast days, which the church instituted, not just our parish, but the church throughout history instituted, not for superstition, leave that at the door, not for, you know, entertainment, do that, you know, on your own time, for the edification and the upbuilding and the reminding and the working out of our salvation, to come, listen attentively, read along in your device or your book or whatever it is. So now, I asked for a few minutes from the priest. They're not going to chime and have me pull out the cane or anything. But so yesterday, or the Vesper service of Ascension, I almost like I was choking up as I was reading the prophecies. I almost, you know, like choked up emotionally. Not I don't know. I mean, I'm doing it for many years, but you know, you read the Old Testament, and I'm not saying that you get transported to some other time and like you're there, but we are remembering these things and we're recalling them and we're saying them, you know, whether we're singing or we're announcing or and we do it with a certain kind of feeling. Because, you know, when you go to a political rally, you know, they don't just sit there and say, oh, I'm going to do, you know, the guy's up there, he's trying to move you. And in the same way, the readers and the chanters or whatever, and the priests were trying to move you in a good way, in a spiritual way. So I mean, like, I was moved. So I'm saying, don't come to the services so that you can see me get moved. Now, I want you to come to the services and be moved yourselves, okay? These are historical, soul-saving, world-changing, you know, events that we're remembering. And it's worth it. So anyway, let's stand and pray.